أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him and we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who is guided by Allah is indeed guided, and anyone who has been left astray will find no one to guide him. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O you who believe, be aware of Allah with correct awareness and awe-inspired awareness, and die not except as Muslims. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wa man yu'ti allaha wa rasulah faqad faza fawzan adhima. O you who believe, be aware of Allah and speak a straightforward word. He will forgive your sins and repair your deeds, and whoever takes Allah and His Prophet as a guide has already achieved a mighty victory. In the opening verse of Surah An-Nisa, Allah says, O mankind, show reverence towards your guardian Lord, who created you from a single person, created of like nature his mate, and from the two of them scattered like seeds, countless men and women. Be conscious of Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights, and show reverence towards the wombs that bore you, for Allah ever watches over you. My dear sisters and brothers, recently I was invited to talk to some children and their parents at a mosque in Slough. And after the talk, a little girl who looked no more than about 8 years old raised her hand rather shyly and said, Sir, what should I say when someone calls me a terrorist? Now that question caught me by surprise, and for a moment I wasn't sure how to answer. So to give myself a bit of time, I turned the question back to her and I said, Well, what was your reply? And she said, I just told them, I'm not a terrorist, I'm a Muslim. And then I walked away. I smiled and I said to the little girl, Young lady, that was the best answer you could have given. You're not a terrorist, you're a Muslim. The two are not the same. They could never be the same. Dear brothers and sisters, this episode raises a rather important topic. How do we handle abusive and insulting people? Do we lose our temper? Do we resort to violence? Do we walk away and say nothing? How should we react? If we return insult with insult, we only make matters worse. Some people say revenge is sweet, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. If that's the way the world works, then soon the whole planet will be toothless and blind. A silly man burns Qurans in America, and hundreds of people in Pakistan go on the rampage. They burn down a branch of McDonald's, and several people get injured and killed. Someone pushes our buttons, and we just respond accordingly. On cue. A Danish newspaper publishes some silly cartoons of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And instead of just ignoring it, Muslims call for a worldwide ban on Danish products. For years, Denmark has been at the forefront of humanitarian work, welcoming refugees and asylum seekers when others have shut their doors. How silly can you get? Why should we blame a whole country for the actions of one or two silly individuals? Dear brothers and sisters, there has to be a better way. Anger and abuse that flows from a damaged self-esteem, from bruised egos, belongs to the lower nafs, the lower self. As Muslims and as believers, we claim to be followers of the best of creation, Rahmatul lil Alameen, the mercy to all the worlds. We should therefore refer to the higher, not to the lower inclinations within us. The prophetic way is to look beyond the bad behavior. Look to the heart, to the fu'ad, the kernel of goodness that lies buried in the soul of every human being. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Taif, and some of you know the story, he went to preach Islam in Taif, and the people there drove him out with such ferocity and violence that he lay battered and bruised. He had lost a tooth, he was bleeding, and his blood-soaked sandals stuck to his feet. The angel of mountains appeared and offered to crush the people of Taif in an earthquake. But this alarmed the Prophet. He said, "No, don't do that. I'm not a prophet of revenge. I'm a prophet of mercy. Perhaps their children will one day accept Islam." And he was right. Eventually, the people of Taif did accept Islam. After years of exile, Prophet Muhammad returned to Makkah, leading a huge army. I'm sure many of us know the story as well. He could have slaughtered his enemies. Instead, he forgave them. The supreme act of mercy won the hearts of the Makkans, and almost the whole city accepted Islam. Brothers and sisters, we should follow the prophetic example. We should ignore insults. We should try to win our enemies' hearts and minds, and defuse explosive situations. Don't become arsonists, become a firefighter. This enables us to gain the moral high ground, and with Allah's help, we can turn enemies into friends. Read in Surah Al-Fusilat, "And who is better," in verse 33, "and who is better in speech than one who invites to Allah and does good deeds and says, 'Indeed, I am a Muslim.' Good deeds and bad deeds are not equal. Repel evil by that which is better, and thereafter your enemy will become your devoted friend." This is in our Quran. "But no one is granted this except those who are patient, and no one is granted it except one having a great portion of good. And if there comes to you from Shaitan an evil suggestion, then seek refuge in Allah. Indeed, He is the hearing, the knowing." That is why, brothers and sisters, whenever some evil thought comes to our minds, we say, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. I take refuge in Allah from Shaitan, the cursed one." When rudeness is met with unexpected kindness, it immediately changes the paradigm. The one who insults you thinks he's in control. He wants to provoke you, but your courtesy and your dignity throws him off balance. Allah has the key to all hearts. And if you obey Allah and follow in the footsteps of His beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you are on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path leading to Al-Jannah, Allah's eternal garden. Salama reports that one of the prayers she heard Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam reciting most often was, "Ya muqallibal qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik." O turner of the hearts, please turn our hearts towards your obedience. We all know the story of the woman who left rubbish at Prophet Muhammad's door every day. He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, never complained. He just quietly cleared it away without any fuss. Then one day there was no rubbish, so he went to look for the woman, and he found that she was ill. No fuss, no remonstrations of the bruised ego. The mercy to all the worlds simply went back home, fetched some food, and brought it to the sick woman who had always treated him with such contempt. He stayed with her and comforted her. Allah turned her heart to Islam. She became a Muslimah. When anger and retaliation would have made matters worse, she was won over with kindness. This is the prophetic way, the true Islamic way. Many of the greatest Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, were mortal enemies of Islam before Allah turned their hearts over to Islam. Khalid bin Walid and Amr ibn al-As were enemies, and they fought against the Muslims in the Battle of Badr. When Allah unlocked their hearts, they again led victorious armies for the Muslims against the Romans. As we know, Amr ibn al-As conquered Egypt, and Khalid conquered Palestine. Brothers and sisters, even in our times, you know, some of the worst enemies of Islam have come to Islam. They cannot resist Allah's call. When Allah unlocks someone's heart, they cannot resist His call. And you heard earlier at the beginning of the khutbah, those whom Allah guides, no one can lead astray. And those whom Allah leaves astray, no one can guide. And if Allah blesses someone with guidance, even if it's your worst enemy, Allah is capable of doing anything. I read recently that ex-members of the Ku Klux Klan in America, in one of these very racist organizations, terrorist organizations in America, turned to Islam. And recently also, one of the leaders of the Dutch right-wing parties, deputy leader of one of the Dutch right-wing parties, came to Islam. He studied Islam and he realized his party was on the wrong foot altogether. And he actually went on Hajj last year, and he took Shahada, and he went to apologize to the Muslims. He met the Imams of the Haramain. So Allah can do anything. And don't dismiss the possibility that your worst enemy can become your best friend. One day, some of our very enemies could actually be standing here amongst us praying Jummah prayers. That is Allah's secret, and we must always live hopefully. Brothers and sisters, we must never take insults personally. When someone insults you, it's only because they feel insecure and ignorant. Smile and ask them politely what they mean. Ask why they feel so angry. Don't become defensive and don't retaliate. Keep your dignity. Keep your courtesy. Keep your good manners and your sense of humor. And if that doesn't work, just say, "I'm a Muslim," and then walk away, just like that little girl did, an 8-year-old girl. And this comes from the fitrah. No one educated her. No one told her what to do. It was just her fitrah, her primordial innocence, and Allah's guidance that someone called her a terrorist, and she said, "I'm a Muslim," and she walked away. Allah is with those who patiently persevere. Inna Allah mas-sabirin. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما بارك على إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Allah sends His greetings on Prophet Muhammad. O you who believe, send your greetings on him and salute him with a worthy salutation. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyil 'azim. Glory to Allah, praise to Allah. There is no power and no strength except from Allah. My dear sisters and brothers, you may have seen reports of young Muslims going to the Middle East to join the fighting there. Just as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam predicted, this is a time of fitna. This is a time of confusion. People are being killed and they don't know why they're being killed. People are killing and they don't know who they are killing. We hear of shifting alliances. One day people are on this side, next day they're on the other side. We hear of reports of kidnapping and executions of journalists and aid workers. Brothers and sisters, war is a messy business. It's not the glamorous stuff of Hollywood movies and computer games. If any of my own children or grandchildren were considering such a move, my advice would be, don't go. Muslims are also killing Muslims over there. And everyone claims that Allah is on their side. The Quran warns us very strictly, whoever kills one innocent life, it is as if he has killed the whole of mankind. And whoever saves one life, it is as if he has saved the whole of mankind. Can you be absolutely sure that the person you kill is the right one? In the heat of battle, how do you know? Isn't it wiser to stick to things you can be sure of and to avoid doubtful actions, seriously doubtful actions? How do you know that your going over there will make things any better? It could also make things a lot worse. You may have good intentions, but you know what people say, good intentions often pave the way to hell. You may have good intentions, but when you get there, you may find the opposite of what you expect. And then it's too late for you to change your mind. On the other hand, if you really want to help humanity, there's so much you can do over here. So many thousands of people, volunteers, are working here for Islamic Relief and many other charities, collecting medicines, food, money, clothing, sending it over to those who are in desperate need. There are so many ways in which you can do something good for the benefit of people elsewhere, not just for Muslims, but for people in need everywhere. Why not stick to what you know is good work than to take risks with something that could be seriously sinful? People who volunteer for emergency relief work are also showing the love, mercy, and generosity of Islam. These are important aspects of Allah's 99 beautiful names, the Asma'ul Husna. My dear brothers and sisters, I pray that Allah will guide us all in these very difficult times. May Allah help us to internalize and externalize His noble qualities of mercy, love, and wisdom. Let us show patient perseverance in serving others and building bridges between Muslims and our neighbors in the wider community. And that's a very big challenge as well, to try and demystify Islam, to live as good Muslims, good practicing Muslims, charitable, hospitable, generous-hearted people, and to negate all this negativity and propaganda that we see drip-fed in the media all the time about Muslims being such terrible people. That is a big challenge. That is a jihad on its own, a very big jihad. Let us pray that Allah helps us to become better Muslims so that we can become a good example for other people. Brothers and sisters, to conclude our khutbah, Inna Allaha ya'muru bil adl wal ihsan wa ita'i zil qurba wa yanha anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkurun. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum washkururi wa la takfurun. Wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un. Wala dhikrullahi akbar, wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un. Surely Allah commands justice, good deeds, and generosity to others and to relatives. and he forbids all shameful deeds and injustice and rebellion. He instructs you so that you may be reminded. And remember me, I will remember you. Be grateful to me and do not reject faith. And without doubt, remembrance of Allah is the greatest thing in life, and Allah knows the deeds that you do. Amin. Aqim as-salat.